Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
I just want to remind you about the sneaky half day. This was an idea that was formed because of a news story that Caoimhe Connolly had on about employers and employees agreeing that a 4.5 day week would be ideal. You know, like people are looking for 4 day weeks and 3 day weeks, and the employers are then saying, no, sure, there's no productivity going on then. And then they're saying, no, we want a 5 day week. And then there's a kind of a compromise situation where they're saying, well, a 4.5 day, because it could actually increase productivity. People will get things done if it all happened at the same time. So we proposed this, and we decided we were going to do it on Monday. Next Monday is Blue Monday. A lot of people are feeling, oh God, is this month ever going to end? So we're going to do a half day, and lots of people are taking us up on it. So obviously you've got to get your employer to agree to the whole thing as well. So we decided to have a little chat about it and see what's going on, and see if we can sort something out with some of our gift grubbers here as well. It's very relaxing, isn't it? Very, very relaxing. We've actually got podcaster and author Blind Boy Boat Club on the line. Blind Boy, you're all in favour of this sneaky half day, I believe.
Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
January is a time where animals around the world hibernate.
Right.
The Canadian stoat sleeps for 9 months. The Arabian mongoose takes a half day on Mondays in the desert.
Right.
The Tunisian raven can fly upside down while it's asleep. Humans are the same. We need rest to recuperate.
Absolutely.
Our mental health needs to be protected at all costs. We work far too hard. If even that work involves talking nonsense into a microphone with a super value bag on your head.
Yeah, I mean, Blind Boy, you're on the radio. Do you need the bag?
I'm in character. The bag is crucial for my dissemination of my postmodern irony.
All right, okay, absolutely. Yeah. I get that. Thank you very much, Blind Boy. Soon-to-be Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is there as well. Pascal, are you okay with this sneaky half day next Monday that we're proposing?
Well, good morning, Ian, and good morning to your listeners. I do have reservations,
right,
I have to say, about this sneaky half day.
Okay.
As half day loss in productivity to the economy would concern me going forward.
But it could result in an increase in productivity. This has been actually...
There have been studies done on this. I've done the figures here.
Right.
Done the figures here, Ian, with the Department of Finance, and our GDP is currently 545.6 billion.
Right.
So approximately 10 billion per week. Now I calculate that a sneaky half day would cost this country 1 billion in revenue.
Oh, wow.
Now, Ian, if you want to be responsible for that 1 billion, we can take it out of your wages, which I can see, according to the Department of
please,
the statistics here in front of me, your fairly significant wages. And well done on your tax return, by the way. Very, very effective.
Thank you. Okay, sorry about this. Roy Keane. Hey, Roy, how's it going?
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
What?
I honestly don't.
What?
People have one job, not half a job.
Yeah.
One job.
Okay.
We never did this when we were playing Arsenal, you know, back in the day.
We're on a half day, do you mean?
Where's Scholesy? Oh, he's gone to take a sneaky half day. Nothing ever happened. I'm worried about this country.
Why?
We're getting soft.
Right.
A sneaky half day. Do we not have enough days off already?
Yeah.
St. Bridget's Day just came in there. Do you remember that?
Yes.
May bank holiday, June bank holiday, August, October. It never ends in this country.
Yeah.
Then they have Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day. Sorry, hang on. It's Christmas Day, Roy.
I was out training at 3 a.m. on Christmas Day. And don't start me on Easter Sunday.
Roy, it's the resurrection. Come on.
It was his job. It was his job, the lad, to resurrect himself for the sins of mankind.
Stop with it.
You know, I wouldn't mind, but he had 3 days off before at rest. It's sloppy.
Okay, right, listen,
I'm sick of it.
Who, sorry? Oh, Ray Darcy. Right, well, this will be interesting now. Another angle. How are you, Ray?
How are you? How are you? Look, listening to it, good idea, but it's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work, and it's not going to suit me at all.
Oh, why?
It's not going to suit me at all. I only work an hour and a half in the afternoons. So a half day on Monday means I'll actually be getting 4 hours off. So technically, I'll owe RTE 2.5 hours.
Right.
So the half day off would cost me, what is it, 2.5 hours out of 250 grand a year? Okay. Anyway, I can't do the figures. Anyway, that's all I have to say. So I suppose... Well, that's it. So I suppose we'll just have to let it fizzle out here.
All right. Okay.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks very much. Yep. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Thanks.
Another year.
Right. Good luck. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Will we leave it there?
Well, if you could just, I don't know, push it there. Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.